And it's not right.
Okay.
So about 13 years ago, I had a dream. A dream that led to my call to the ministry. I've talked about it some in years past, but one thing that I wanted to mention here is this: in this dream, I had a conversation with God. And God came to me as an African-American woman. And that's something that's always struck me as very powerful. Something that's always caused me to reach out, to listen to voices that are different from my own. And last week, I had this incredible opportunity to attend a conference in Waco, Texas. The name of the conference was Nevertheless, She Preached. This was a conference of all female preachers. And I had heard about it months ago, and I felt a call that I really needed to go, and I needed to listen. And so last week, I headed down to Waco, Texas, and while I was there for 2 days, I got to listen to Julie Pennington Russell, who was a Baptist woman who was ordained some 20 years ago. And on her first day in the pulpit, she was met with signs that said things like, Calvary Baptist has sinned by suffering Jezebel to teach in the church. Or scripture shuts the mouth of women pastors. A sign that said, Julie Pennington needs to go home and be a wife and a mother. Had some helpful scripture passages attached to it. And I got to listen to Andina Vasquez, an artist and a poet of Mexican descent who lives in what is now East Texas, but whose family had been there for generations. She said, the border crossed us. We didn't cross the border. But because of the way that she was perceived, as she grew up, there were no schools for her to attend. And the Catholic Church that she grew up attending, as she saw altar boys who helped the priests, she was told that she wasn't allowed to go anywhere near the altar because she was a girl. And now she speaks all over the country, and she goes to conferences, and she says, there are still times when I walk into the building and people see me and go, oh, there's a mess in the bathroom. And she says, no, I'm headed towards the stage. I got to listen to Ana Chelsea Velasco Sanchez, who was adopted from Venezuela, and then when the adoption fell through, she grew up in foster care. And she survived a violent system because of who she is, brash and bold and strong. But when she comes to speak about her experience now, she has to change those parts of her. When she enters white churches or white society, she has to come across as soft-spoken and quiet because she doesn't want to fit that stereotype of loud and abrasive Latinas. She talks about how she's invited to tell her story. The church wants to celebrate the way that she survived her extreme hardship, but nobody wants to celebrate the parts of her that allowed her to survive. And she says that her story and others like her, they use this, what she calls testimonial porn. We want to come and we want to hear the bad parts. We welcome the story, but we reject the storyteller. And I got to listen to Allison Dylan Robinson, believed to be the first openly transgender Baptist minister. I got to hear her story about how she's been losing her faith in the church and in the Bible, and yet keeping her faith in God. And so many other incredible voices, Caroline Lewis and Will Gaffney and Kendra Frazier. And it was an unusual conference for me to attend, because there were no men speaking. And that's so unusual. And it was something that I welcomed. And I went because I realized that I've got to listen to these voices. I've got to listen to these voices that are different from mine. I've got to listen to the voices and the experience of women. Unfortunately, humanity has a long history of not listening to women. And even our Bible stories, over and over again, are stories of women who aren't listened to from the beginning, with Eve being blamed for everything. Hagar, whose story we never get to hear her side of the story, as she's abandoned by Abraham. So many of the women in our scriptures don't even get names. They're the Levite's concubine, and Jephthah's daughter, and the Syrophoenician woman. Even when Mary announces that she's pregnant by the Holy Spirit, Joseph decides to dismiss her quietly and to divorce her. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told the apostles about the empty tomb. But scripture says their words seemed like nonsense to them, and they did not believe the women. Of course, we've witnessed so much more of women not being listened to this past week at the Supreme Court hearings. We heard Dr. Christine Blasey Ford tell her stories. Many of us were reminded of the stories that Anita Hill told in 1991. And have seen how nothing has changed over all of those years. Over and over again, they're dismissing testimony and not listening to women who've survived abuse and survived domestic violence. And I want to note here that many of us have struggled this week. Many have gone through lots of different emotions and hard times, and all of those emotions are valid. All of your emotions of anger and sadness and whatever else you are feeling come from God. I'm here if you want to talk to me, if you feel comfortable talking to me, I will listen. And I implore you to find other ways to care for yourself, to spend time in prayer, in meditation, to spend time with friends, with like minds, to do what feeds your soul. See, fortunately, the history in our Bible isn't always about not listening. What's great about the Bible is when it flips that story on its head. So there are these stories of women saving us. The king in our story today finally listens to Esther. She had to do a lot to get there. She had to spend her life in a harem. She had to use her looks and her charm to finally win this place of power where her voice was heard. And Joseph eventually listens to Mary after he's visited by the Holy Spirit, or visited by an angel, and he realizes that he's got to listen. Even Jesus, at one point, tries to ignore the Syrophoenician woman. He calls her and her people dogs. But she stands up to him and challenges him. And Jesus realizes that he's got to listen to her voice. And at some point, someone realized that they've got to listen to the women who discovered the empty tomb. Because we're still here today. We're still telling that story. That story that they told that got passed down to us. We've got to listen to the voices of women. We've got to believe stories about attacks and abuse. We've got to listen to the voices of women of color and transgender women and women who have been marginalized and minoritized to hear their stories of being cast out and oppressed. But it's not only about the abuse. It's not only about that testimonial porn. We've got to listen to the voices of hope and strength and courage and change. We've got to listen to the ways that God speaks through the rainbow of voices that bless our world. And I know about violence, too. You know, in Esther, you may have noticed the reading that we had today skipped a few verses, skipped a chapter at one point. You know, they mentioned the part about Mordecai getting hanged. But those three dots, those ellipses, have a horrible story about the violence getting turned. Instead of the Jews getting killed, the king allows them to go out and to slaughter the Persians. And by some accounts, 75,000 people are killed. I don't believe that that's God's way either. You know, as I spent these 48 hours or so at this conference listening to all of these women preachers, listening to them talking about taking down the patriarchy, none of it was about violence. None of it was about replacing men or removing men, toppling the patriarchy, dismantling systems where white, Christian, straight, cisgender men have a monopoly isn't something that men like me have to defend ourselves from. It's something that we can and should welcome. We've got to listen to the voices and the ideas and the leadership of women that will help us move in our world into the future. You know, at the end of that dream that I had that called me to ministry, I asked this woman that I was speaking to, why don't people know who I am? And she said, because they haven't had a chance to hear you. She said, they will hear your voice. And I woke up with that phrase in my mind, echoing in my mind, they will hear my voice. Well, the Nevertheless She Preached conference was a helpful reminder to me that sometimes I've got to shut up too. But there are other voices that I've got to hear. If you are someone who is often heard, whose voice will you listen for this week? If you are someone who is often silenced, how will you find your voice this week? May our God of rainbow and fiery pillar be with us as we seek to discover courageous voices among us. May we be a people on God's journey, listening and lifting up all voices, especially the voices of those on the margins, so that we may be led to the promised land of peace and justice and equality. In Christ's name we pray. Let the people say, Amen. Amen.